In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Last time we were discussing the starting points of preaching, and we were saying that the subject of creation could be one of the commonest starting point in missionary work or evangelism. The second common subject, we can start speaking about sin or mistakes, wrongdoings. This subject is very common because when you speak with anyone, he may say that this is corrupted, this is bad, this is whatever. So you can tell him back what's corruption. Everything is corrupted. There is no way to make it better. So this kind of speech, you know, you can put on the message of salvation. You may say, I don't think the world was created to be corrupted. So by saying so, you're pushing the guy you're speaking to speak about creation, if he believes in creation, or speaking about sin or corruption, to start with the story of salvation. Because when we explain the story of salvation, we need to put down the first point of creation and the second point of corruption. So we need a savior, we need to be saved from this corruption by the power of God. Also, you may say that there should be some sort of a way out of this corruption. If the guy is suffering from any problem or bad things, you may tell him that we need some way out. What do you think of coming out of this problem, of this bad life? Also, another way of opening the subject is to tell anybody what is behind sin. Why you think man is doing bad things? Why the right path is not the easiest one? Why everybody is doing sins? Isn't sin relative, or it is based on some standard, and what kind of standards we can evaluate sin on? And if it is related to the conscience, why we as human beings are full of conscience, and you know, killing anybody, it is considered a sin to anybody, even if he's not religious. So we have like a standard of morals inside our hearts, even though we do not believe in God. Also, you can go deeper to say that there should be a ruler who put the right and wrong, who stands for the truth. So there should be God, the ruler, the truth giver, and by him we can know what's wrong and what's right. Also, you know, you can go to the Bible saying that I myself as Christian, I refer back to the Bible to know what's right and what's wrong. And the Bible is saying to me, this is a sin and this is the right path. And also the Bible reveals to me how to get out of this corruption, how to overcome sinful life. So by doing this, I will help the guy to think of the Bible. I may open the subject of Bible authenticity and how could Bible help anybody to see the truth. Also, by saying the way out of sin, anybody suffer of doing bad things and they need some help. This kind of help, you can say, I don't think I myself can help myself to get out of sin, but I think we need extra power, we need power from the Almighty God, and we get this power by praying. So why don't you just start praying, telling God, if you are there, just help me to get out of this, to live a righteous life, to change myself. Also, you know, you can speak about the devil power, because if you go deeper in the corruption subject, you can point at that the devil power behind this corruption. There should be devil, evil power, and as also the good power or the God's power. By doing this, you can go deeper to reveal the redemption given by Jesus Christ. He is the God, and also He is the perfect man, and by incarnation, God became man to save humanity. And by doing so, He was the perfect man. He was the only man lived on earth without sin. And by this, He can overcome the sinful life in any other man. And also, if anyone is saying that I cannot overcome this kind of sinful life, just start speaking about hope in God, believing in God, believing in this power of God, which can help you to be transformed into a better one by the gift of God. Also, with the subject of sinful life or corruption, you can jump to another subject that I think if it is this kind of life on earth is full of sins, we should look after another life, which is purified life, no sins, no bad things, nothing related to corruption, everything is pure. This is, you know, the real afterlife proclaimed by the Bible. So if you start with the subject of corruption, you can end with the Christian worldview about afterlife as written in the Bible. Also, you know, you can help this guy who is not yet a believer, that by following the Bible and the church, you can be transformed into a better one who overcome sinful life. And this, you know, the main two pillars we are always aiming at by preaching, that we put faith inside the heart of an unbeliever and also help him to repent. By faith and repentance, one started his way to know God properly and to start the way of salvation. Also, when we speak about the subject of corruption, we may tell anybody the story of Adam and Eve written in Genesis and how this corruption happened in humanity. We as Christians believe that it started with our forefather, the old father Adam, and by his free will, him and Eve, they chose to go their way away from God, and they did not follow the order or the advice of the Lord, and they preferred to live alone without the love of God. That's why corruption happened. So we can point out that corruption is always related to the free will of man, and also the will of God is the salvation of everybody. So by doing this, we can help him to read the Genesis or start the story of creation, corruption, and salvation. And these are the main pillars of our story of Christianity. So you can discuss this with any non-believer, and by doing this, you can go deeper to know him, to tell him that the Bible revealed the truth. So the last time we were speaking about the starting point of missionary work by creation subject, and today we told you about the corruption as a common subject to preach on the salvation story. Next time we will take another starting point of preaching. Glory to God. Amen.